today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Why is a jeweler's heart not a happy one? Hello, Jim, Patrick, interns, and members of the Suburbs Pod community. This is Eric Lorenz from Lincoln, Illinois, answering the call for another perfect pop song. The song I'd like to add to the list is Jeweler's Heart by The Bats. Jeweler's Heart was originally released on The Bats' first EP, By Night, which came out on Flying Nun Records in 1984. It was later included on the 1990 compilation, Compilately Bats, also on Flying Nun, which collected The Bats' first three EPs on a single CD. I first heard Jeweler's Heart from this compilation. Then, in 2014, Compilately Bats was re-released as part of the Bats Volume 1 collection, which also included their first two albums, Daddy's Highway and The Law of Things. To me, Jeweler's Heart is quintessential New Zealand indie pop, with its jangly guitars, dark lyrics, and lo-fi production. What I like most about the song is that the main guitar melody seems so upbeat and happy to me, notwithstanding the melancholy lyrics. Why is a jeweler's heart not a happy one? Well, that's a question for another day. In the meantime, enjoy the perfect pop of The Bats.
Hello, Rockin' the Suburbs, Jim, Patrick, interns, and community. This is Mark Neese calling from mid-Michigan, and I'm calling with a suggestion for Perfect Pop, and my choice is the song Money City Maniacs by the Canadian band Sloan. I've been in a little bit of a Sloan rabbit hole for the last year, so that might explain why I'm choosing this particular song. But also choosing it just because I think it's perfect pop. Now, Money City Maniacs starts off with a siren sound, and what a perfect way to start the song. Probably not enough songs that start with sirens, actually, but the siren really grabs the listener's attention. You hear it and you're like, okay, what's going on here? What could possibly be happening in this song? I better listen, because something interesting is going to happen, I think. So you have the siren, and then you get this throbbing bass that comes in, which apparently was inspired by the AC/DC song Livewire. Now, the writer of Money City Maniacs is Patrick Pentland, who is he's a guitarist for Sloan, and also pretty well known among Sloan fans as being a big AC/DC fan, as well as being, along with Chris Murphy, sort of the main fans of punk in the band. But yeah, he's a big AC/DC guy, so that would obviously indicate why he'd be inspired by AC/DC with a bass riff. So you got that bass, and then the guitar riff comes in, and then the drums kick in. So you have these three different instruments entering in a row. So yeah, you know, that it's exciting. The song, the way that the instruments are layered, and then the lyrics. The lyrics I'm still trying to figure out what the song is about. It seems to be sort of about a band on the road, I guess. There's a line, his body was covered in Coke fizz, which I think has been puzzling Sloan fans for years. Why is his body covered in Coke fizz? Whose body is covered in Coke fizz? It sounds like the band is out maybe partying a little bit and getting a little wild, and someone wakes up and they're completely covered in Coca-Cola. I don't know. And then there's another really good line in the song about, if you'll admit that you're wrong, then we'll admit that we're right, which I think is a pretty witty line. So, the lyrics are good. They're enigmatic enough to inspire interest and speculation all these years. And what else? What else do I have to say about it? Oh, there's hand claps in the song. So, the funny thing about the song is that there's all kinds of what might be considered rock cliches in it, yet somehow they're used perfectly and create this really great power pop song. So, I don't know. I've described this in an intelligent way, why I like the song. I think it's perfect pop. And apparently Canadians thought the same way, because in 1998-ish, when the song was released, it made it to number 7 on the Canadian singles chart and number 4 in the Canadian alternative list. And I got that information from Wikipedia, the source of all human knowledge. Of course, the song never really made a dent in the United States, which is too bad, because it should have. And if you're an American and you know Sloan, you know how good they are. So I think it's America's loss most Americans don't know this great song. So that's it. I think I covered it all. My perfect pop choice this particular time: Money City Maniacs by Sloan. And that's it. Looking forward to seeing people at Suburbs Fest DC. Everyone take care and keep rocking the suburbs. Bye. A big AC/DC fan.